Blog Talk Radio.
All I need to do is know what it is to be a man, and
Hey man, I just want you to know that your show done changed my life, man. Man, I am serious. I was that nice guy, but then I went out on the block, man, and I was like, I just upped my game and was like being more alpha and being more of a stand-up guy and just taking care of myself.
Yeah, now.
Man,
I listened to your show and I was like, what's the meaning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until I bought your product, understand this is always this you gave me, and yeah, so it is. You know, some people talk about it's like the 60 on the list.
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I just when you called me, I was listening to it now, and you get this natural high from it. You know, I mean.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords, but the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
What's going on, everybody?
It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session.
We're gonna chop it up. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. This show, the shows that we do for people that are new or people that are watching us for the first time, we're a show that teaches men how to develop certain mindsets to get them over the hump of issues and problems that they're having. I want to give a shout out to my dog Lucario, because Lucario sent this over to me, and when I saw it, I had to do a show on this shit. But guys, if y'all want to call in, you can at 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. If you got a question, put a Q in the chat. Put a Q in the chat if you have a question. But we got a lot to chop up and talk about today. So I hope you guys get y'all crayons out and take notes on what we're going to be discussing today. But yeah, Lucario sent this over to me, and I want to give him a shout out and some love. But I want to read this to you because this is very important. So many guys out there are struggling with women, and a lot of people just don't know why. And we're going to talk about this today because, again, we want to talk about things and discuss things that people don't talk about and people don't cover. And we want to separate ourselves from everybody by giving you information that you can plug in today and begin a process of starting to make the movement to change. Because the only way you're going to win is to really work on yourselves. And when I read this, the caller said, man, this is up your street. He shot it over to me. And it comes from a Reddit post from a woman. And I'm going to pull the post up so y'all can read it. And it's a post from a woman. It's two parts of it. But the first part is saying, right here, if y'all watch this, I'm looking for advice here. I'm in my late 30s, and I started seeing a guy that's the same age as me. I really love his personality. He's smart, so handsome, fit, really tall, and super sweet. Now, gentlemen, again, for all those guys that tell you to be tall and fit and have money, this is where y'all go wrong. But let me continue. I really like his vibe. To me, he's a 10. We both live in a big city. We met on an app. If I would look at him without knowing him, I would totally think he's a super experienced with women. However, when we kiss, it was really bad. He doesn't know what to do with his tongue and really doesn't open his mouth. I feel like he doesn't know how to kiss my neck and doesn't even know how to touch me. He doesn't put his hands anywhere. If we kiss sitting next to each other, he doesn't even take initiative. He just leans his head back, and it's almost like he's never really done it, and it makes me wonder if he's a virgin. Being inexperienced isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I need a lover who knows what's up, and he's not really taking my clues. For example, I've told and shown him how to kiss my neck, sloppy, biting, and he goes back with grandma, I need sexual attention, him to be assertive, and general more in tune with himself and me sexually, because sex is very important to me, and I'm not necessarily into casual sex because I get emotionally invested if I sleep with someone, so I take my time. However, if I had many boyfriends, I date a lot to know what I like sexually. I'm kinky, I'm confident, and I need a man. Hold on, so let me take this part out. I need a man who would give me what I want in bed to finish it up. And because his vibe, when we hook up, it almost feels like I'm 16 again, kissing my bedroom with someone who doesn't know anything. And I'm frustrated because I have to explain every tiny thing. I've discussed the bad kissing with others, and a lot of people say it comes down to chemistry and being off. But I feel like the chemistry between us is great. I'm super attracted to him. So I really don't know what to do. Has anyone here had any luck turning a bad kiss around? And I'm looking for advice here from people who have had the similar experience. And gentlemen, that's what we're going to be talking about and we're going to be discussing today on the show. So if y'all want to call in, y'all can, 515-605-9373. And If you want to call in, you can. Or if you have a question, put a Q in the chat room, and we'll be happy to chop it up and talk about this. But a lot of guys out there they work on their cars. They work on their jump shots. They work on their gaming skills. They work on everything but themselves sexually. And for a lot of guys out there, I know you want good service wherever you go. Whenever you go out to eat, you want good service. You want excellent service. And women out there want the same thing. And all of this ties into why most of you guys don't have the confidence that you should have with women, because you've never really taken the time to really cultivate and really work on yourselves. You see, as a man, you know, one of the most important things about me that I had to learn was my personalities and the ideas that I had as a man, and I wanted to be different because I didn't want to be basic. I didn't want to be like everybody else. I wanted to bring things out of myself, but the only way I could learn these things in myself is that I had to cultivate this, and I had to learn these things. I had to understand that I had to build sexuality, and it's something that a lot of men don't even think about doing. Yet they want sex from women, and they want women to want them and all that other stuff, but they're not bringing anything to the sexual table comes to sex. And it hurts a lot of young men out there because they think that they can just get by with the basic, boring things. And women don't want basic, and women don't want boring. Women want an experienced person that knows what he's doing in the bedroom. And what most of you guys cannot, I guess, can't connect the dot or don't have any understanding, and we're going to try to talk about this today, is the understanding that there is more than confidence out there. My mentors always told me, and I always was learning, I teach my students the same thing. You have to learn confidence first to be able to be in tune with yourself. But once you learn confidence, you've got to learn sexual confidence. Now, that's going to be more, and we're going to talk more about in the sexual membership. But sexual confidence is the thing that every man says to himself when he meets a woman, that he knows the pussy's going to be his. He knows that he's going to turn her the fuck out. He knows that she doesn't have a chance in hell, and he knows that she's going to be addicted to him. So he has no problem approaching a woman. He has no problem talking to a woman. He has no problem putting his bid in because he is constantly working on himself. See, what people don't understand is what we call a competitive edge. And what a competitive edge is for a man, let me make sure I get lined up and get the phone lines. Guys, you want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number if y'all want to call in. If you got a question, just put a Q in the question, and we'll go from there. But sexual confidence is something that most people have never probably heard of or really don't understand. Power of a man that knows that woman calls me, if she texts me, if she gets in touch with me any kind of way, that I'm going to touch her in a way that she's never been touched before, because sexual confident men will always have an advantage, what we call a competitive edge over the average guy. You see, unfortunately for the average guy, he chooses not to really work on himself and try to define himself in a sexual way to a woman to show her that he's exciting. And it goes beyond the blushes. It goes beyond her smiling and her giggling and all that other stuff. And women want excitement, and women want experience, and women want individuals that can give them an amusement ride when they're with them, to a point where they can't wait to touch that person or see that person, or they're just infatuated with how that person makes them feel without him even having to touch her. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, guys. And if y'all have any questions, just put a Q in there. If you want to call in, you can. But we're going to be, I want to teach y'all and show you guys that you can create these things that I'm showing you. It's not really hard, but what we have to do, I'll say we as in us all, but what you have to do that I continuously do is that a lot of you guys don't understand personal development and how important it is to become a great lover, not just in the bedroom, a great lover with your words, a great lover with your statements, a great lover with the way you touch her, a great lover with the way you make her feel when she's not with you. And that's what most of you guys are missing in all of this. See, most guys who don't have confidence, all of this stems from the fact that most guys don't have experience. Is it better to be loved or feared? I think it's better just to be a man. It's better to be a man because a man is loved and feared. A man is not loved. Women are infatuated with men. They don't love men. They become infatuated with them. And the fear that they have from a man is a fear that they're going to lose that man, or they're going to lose that feeling, or they're going to be replaced. So, Mr. Thornton, the thing about the game is that a man draws out not only infatuation, admiration, and all kind of emotions out of a woman, he also brings out the fear of losing him, the fear of not having him anymore. So it's not about being loved or feared. It's just about being a man. And it's not just saying to you, man up, because we don't do those kind of things. We say, begin to cultivate the game where you can have it all. You can have it all, because the beautiful thing about what we show you guys is that most of y'all don't understand what a competitive advantage is, because everything and every day you walk out that door, you are technically in competition with other guys. And that's the truth. You're not the only guy out there trying to get the woman, and you're not the only guy texting her, and you're not the only guy on the phone with her, and you're not the only guy trying to date her. And if you think you are, you're fucking mistaken, because it doesn't work that way. Let me check the phone lines real quick. All right, well, let me bring the calls in real quick. But these things are very important. But let me go ahead and bring these calls in. Area code, oh, shit. Let me mute this real quick and bring you guys in. Area code 212, then 718. 212, sir, how can I help you? What's up?
Hey, Steve, man. I just want to thank you for yesterday, man. I got punched in the chest, and I really appreciate that, man. You know, it's brothers like you that teaches us and give us that tough love that we need as men. And I just want to give you your props, man. We really appreciate you, man. You're the reason why we have a reason to stay up when sports ain't on anymore, man. Thank you. Thank you so much, man, just for giving us a lesson and letting us know that there's layers to the game, not that cheap content that, you know, is out there. You're really deep and really making us think. That's the most important. You really make us think of who we are and how valuable we should be as men. And like I said, man, I just want to thank you for yesterday, man. I got a gut punch, and I needed that, man. Woke up this morning, and I felt appreciative that I was able to get that, because I didn't get that growing up. You know, I bumped my head many, many times, and I know most of the brothers on this channel right now continuously bump their heads. But thanks to you and your partners, Coach Eo and Lucario and 1950, man, we really appreciate you brothers, man. I just wanted to give you your props, man, and just let you know I'm listening right now.
All right, well, thank you very much, 212. I appreciate that. And if you've got a question, just call back, and we got you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Let me bring the next call in. 718, sir, how can I help you? What's your question, sir?
Hey, Steve DeBean, what's going on, man?
Living in your world, brother. How are you?
I'm fine, man. You know, just I'm really in practicing what you're saying. You know, I listen to you and Mr. Lucario, you know, understand? And I'm really putting myself out there to understand the game. You know, ever since I was listening to you and Lucario, and y'all really did woke me up. Y'all really did help me smell the coffee and wake up to understand what game was really about. Because I used to think that no matter what I used to do before I knew who y'all was, I used to like be like, okay, you know what? Let me go to the gym, get a six-pack. Oh, that might help me get women. Guess what? Same results, not getting the women You understand? Getting rejected by women, still the same results. Then after that, money, same results. But until I met y'all, excuse me, I keep saying met. Sorry about that. I meant to say until I know who y'all was and I sat down and I really listened to y'all. Y'all told me, listen, it's not about what you have. It's about being 100% authentically me and unlearning about myself first and putting myself first and investing in myself and learning the game. And then so this way, that will help me in the long run. And it's not about women, because I always used to think the game was about women. But now I realize it's not about women. It's about the game is also about bettering myself. And now I'm starting to put myself first and say, what do I need to work on myself? And then after that, I'll approach women. So, thank you.
All right, well, thank you.
My fault, but listen.
Did you have a question or anything, sir?
Yes, I have a question, and you don't understand, but I have a question about texting, you know what I'm saying? Because I usually have a little texting problems when it comes to women. So a woman told me on a text message, he said, okay, very specific, when are you available? That's the message she sent me. So from there, I did not even say nothing else after that. So I would like your thoughts on that.
I want to ask you why you didn't say nothing after that.
I mean, I'm going to admit this, Steve the Dean, my game is trash.
I understand that, but I'm asking you why you didn't say nothing after that. Where are you trying to lead the woman?
Well, I was trying to meet up with the woman and then take her out to this bar that I know. You understand? And then after that, you know, she did not reply for that. So I'm like, I just left it on red. You understand?
Yeah, but I don't understand what your question is.
No, I'm talking about when the female doesn't send me any messages, do I send her a message? Do I wait a couple of days and send her a message, or did I stop texting her from there?
You tell me. What do you want to do?
I want to meet up with her, but the problem is, you know, she doesn't reply to my message that I sent before, so that I stopped texting her.
Then you're the problem, brother. All right, well, I'll throw you back in, but you just listen to the show and you got a question, call back, but you're the problem, man. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's get back to the show, guys. If you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered, but let's continue the discussion that we're having today and get y'all together and prepared to really begin to cultivate and understand what sexuality is about. We go through life, gentlemen, always looking for an edge in the game as far as what is the edge that I can have over the average guy. And sometimes the answer is right in your face when you cultivate sexuality. And sexuality is just not the physical aspect. Sexuality is a mental piece of a puzzle that has so many layers to it, because when you begin to learn yourself and you begin to learn how to kiss women right and you begin to learn how to set up your house correctly and you begin to really do your sound checks and do your rehearsals and begin to really perfect who you are, you change things up forever when it comes to women, because there are certain things that women find sexy in a man. And I'm not trying to get y'all to be sexy men, but I'm just trying to give y'all an aspect of sexuality that most guys have never ever thought about before. Because a lot of guys out there, and you can tell not only through our shows, but if you listen to other people's shows, you can tell the lack of experience with a lot of young men out there. You see, what people don't know, the more you work on your mouthpiece, the more you work on your sexuality, the more you work on how to kiss and how to touch a woman and what to say to a woman, you gain a confidence that you've never even know. You don't even know. Because most of you can't even have not tasted what confidence is. But when you have sexual confidence, it brings an arrogance along with it. It shows the woman a side of you that she has never met before. It's a side that that you begin to live by certain standards that turn women on versus turning them off. You see, gentlemen, when you have sexual confidence, okay, you become hard as a rock on one side, but on the other side, there is a passionate side because there are moments, gentlemen. You don't have to bend over and row a boat, have her on a boat, or kiss her ass, or take her to a fancy dinner and all those things when you have sexual confidence, okay? Sexual confidence is being able to show the woman things about herself that she feels by being with you. And follow me on this. I'm not talking about you. You bring things out of her. She starts to see those things in herself. Because a lot of men, and unfortunately, we're in a time right now, unfortunately, gentlemen, we're in this this time and this moment that it's deemed to be weak to work on your sexuality. And I've seen so many guys through high school who don't work on their sexuality because they feel that it's goofy or it's weak or it puts them in a bad position. But sexuality does everything for you, which you not having to do anything. You don't, when you have this thing, there are no dinners. You don't have to take a woman out to dinner. You don't have to try to woo her and try to beg for her time. When you have sexual confidence, it gives you this edge that women don't want you to know this shit. People don't want you to know this, and no one really talks about this. But women don't want you to be sexual confident, because sexual confidence makes a woman that what you guys have to understand when it comes to the game, and it's like we talked about the drug of man before. And with sexual confidence, why women hate it so much but love it so much is that it is an uncontrollable feeling. Remember, the average woman today has not even tasted a sexual confidence man. They don't even, they are under this impression that the world is just, there are guys out there that just don't know what they're doing and they can't get me wet and they can't make me masturbate. But what most of you guys don't understand about women is a lot of women out there every day are masturbating to what they deem or find sexual. And it always goes back to, I say, the romance novels and things, 50 Shades of Grey, where they are, they love having somebody that's rough around the edges, but knows how to shift it when the time is right. Somebody that can make their pussy wet between their ears by just a text message, a phone call, a voice message, and things like this. And this is what I'm trying to get you young men out here to see as far as the game goes, because we have to start getting you to understand that this is a skill like everything we show you guys. If you develop it, I had to develop it. I didn't know all this stuff. I had to develop it. I had to learn how to kiss the right way. I had to learn how to touch a woman the right way. And once I learned the right way, I had to perfect it and make it mine to making it my way, to where I know what to do. And what I'm saying is that not having to tell a woman, you know, we had a guy the other day saying that, told a girl to close his eyes and all that stuff. You don't have to do all that stuff. The one thing that separates us from everybody else is that I push you guys always doing sound checks for everything that you do, everything that you say, and how you move. Once you do your sound checks, you got to continue to rehearse what it is you know. So not only can you perfect it when the moment is right, but also be able to text it when the moment is right. Because right about now, it's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and there are women out there right now that are masturbating somewhere in their bed. They're naked in their bed, and they're masturbating. They're playing with themselves, and they're touching themselves, and they're coming. And they wish they had somebody to come to or to come with, or somebody that can make them or really pump up their fantasies. And what women need, that most guys don't understand. Okay. Women out there, I always tell you guys out there that in order for you guys out there to understand sexuality, you gotta understand women, and you gotta understand how women are beyond what you see at work, beyond those photos that you see on Tinder and all these other stuff. Every woman, gentlemen, like I told you before, they're not the same. But the one common denominator, regardless of what she is, should be how you handle certain women in certain situations. Women out there love certain things. And as men, and we should never judge women on how nasty they are and how dirty they are and how bad they love sex. They love sex. But what I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening is that being sexual is something that you must develop, and it's something you can develop, because I don't want you to feel like you can't, and that's why we're talking about this. It's something that you can develop, but once it's developed, I can't even explain what will happen to you, because you're, as I said before, you'll be the last one to see it. Women will start to notice something's different about you. Your friends will notice something different about you. Women will notice something different about you, because what you're saying is that I don't care who the fuck I meet, where I meet you, where you're at, if you're on an app online or if you're in the supermarket or the grocery store, I don't give a fuck. Because one thing that women notice, above all things, there's two things that women notice. Women can notice creepy guys and losers. And they can, creepy guys, losers, and inexperienced guys. That's one side. They know that so well, they can sniff that out when you open your mouth. They can listen to how you talk and sniff that out. They can see how you text and sniff that out. They can see how you approach and sniff that out. They can read your profile and sniff that out. They have a sixth sense to sniff out weak and weird and creepy. Even though you're not trying to be creepy, they can sniff that out. But with that being said, they can also smell a man that is sexually confident. They can just see it in that person, even when he's not doing anything. I tell you, the other day I went to the – this is how you know you got it. When you go to the store, right, you just go to the store and do whatever it is you want to do, and you run into a woman and you speak to her or you say something. See, and that's part of sexual confidence is that – and not even a few days ago, it's just even when I was out there hunting, wherever I go, I talk to women. I am able to strike up a conversation, and by the time the few minutes is over, she's telling me her life story because she begins to feel not safe. See, guys, there are two types of safeties. There's safe. There's a safe friend zone safe where, you know, she sees you as a brother safe. There is that safety where she's saying, okay, well, I can probably date this guy and go out with that guy. But then they're sexually safe where they start flirting and they start talking about sex before you even bring it up, because these women out here begin to, they can smell a guy that knows what he's doing in the bedroom. And he doesn't hold up a billboard sign. Shout out to my dog, Platinum Elite. Appreciate you, Platinum. Much love to you, man. Great man, Platinum. Shout out to you, brother. Appreciate you. Guys, I want to call in. 515-605-9373 is the number if y'all want to call in. But what I'm saying to you guys listening to me is that, and if you have a question, put a Q in there. But there's something about a man that knows what he's doing in the bedroom. And it's not just the bedroom. It's what he knows to do in the bathroom. He knows what to do in the kitchen. He knows what to do in the living room. He knows what to do in the dining room. He knows what to do in the car. He knows what to do in any circumstances that he is in with a woman. He knows how to utilize that area to give him a sexual benefit over the average guy. Remember, you young men have to understand the world is full of competition, and I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that you're a winner and you deserve a trophy. What I'm telling you is that women, and I got to be honest with you, women, now I'm going to tell you the good and the bad before I continue, because I don't want to get y'all excited, but I want to give you guys the good and the bad, and I want to be honest with you. The good news about being sexual, learning sexuality and being sexual confident, the great news about that is that every woman you talk to automatically knows that you have experience. Every woman out there can smell you and know that you are different from every other guy she's ever met, even if she's in a relationship. Even if she's engaged or married or dating someone or living with someone, she knows that you have an edge to you like no other. Okay. But, and again, it forces her to go back, and she will have the butterflies. She will get nervous. She will get excited. She can't wait to see you. She will begin to ask you questions about other women and who you're seeing and how you're fucking them and have you fucked her. I mean, these are the things that are good. But I want to be honest with you guys, because there's two sides of this, and I got to let you know the bad. There's good and there's bad. The bad news is when you're on this level is that there are a lot of women who are not going to fuck with you because they don't want to lose who they are when they're around you. And let me give you an example. We had a little bump in the road. I'm sorry. I apologize. No, what happened? I apologize. I hit a button. What happens, gentlemen, for those guys that listen to me, is that a lot of women out there, I'm here, I'm back. A lot of women out there love the control that they have with the average guy, and they don't want to lose control. So you will lose a lot of women based off of the lack of control. Now, that's just a few, and I just want to let you know the different kinds of women that you'll have and you'll run into. You'll also have women that will do anything for you. They will buy, I mean, your birthday comes, they're buying you things. Christmas, they're buying you things. Valentine's Day, they're buying you things. They're buying you shit just because they want to see it on you. They will sneak in your closet and look at your shoe size to buy you the brand new shoes that come out. They will buy you video games. They will buy you gaming systems. They will buy you TVs. They will buy you jewelry. They'll buy you watches. They'll buy you things, colognes and all these things, because the way you make them feel is so great that they feel like in order to be around you, they need to work and give you things. You have those women. You have women that will be loyal to you then to the end of time. You have women that will, you have women that will see other men and be with other men and date other men and marry other men, but they will be loyal to you. The pussy will always be yours. And there's no escape from us, because they are, we are a different flavor. We are, the beautiful thing about what I'm telling you guys that are listening to me right now, is that when you perfect this gentleman, let me check the lines. When you perfect this gentleman, the beautiful thing about the game is that these women will always love you, want you, and be infatuated with you. But you're going to have to deal with territorial women. You're going to have to deal with women that are mad and jealous. You got to deal with anger. You got to deal with women that hate that you have other women, but they don't want to leave you because they know you're better than what they have. So it's a lot of things that come with this. But the beautiful thing about this is that you bypass. Now, think about something, gentlemen. The average guy meets a woman. The average guy beats around the bush. The average guy asks a woman out on a date. He has to take her out on several dates and all that other shit. He's got to bend over backwards and all of this shit. Guys, when you have sexual confidence, you are talking sex with that woman within the first week, within that first week. And not only the first week, gentlemen, you're not the one initiating sex. You're not the one initiating it. They will initiate the sex with you. They will flirt with you. They will talk. And I'm sorry. They're going to talk about how cute your eyes are. Guys, and the beautiful thing about sexual confidence, it has no color. It has no race. It has no religion. It has no political affiliation. It has no size to it. It doesn't matter who you are. See, most people think that you have to look good to have sexual confidence. And that's what most guys don't understand. They don't understand how women operate. Women operate off of emotions. And when a woman is emotionally connected to you, that's the key word here, that they don't care what the fuck you do. They don't care what job you have or what you don't have. All they care about is the feeling. The feeling, like I talked to you guys before, is like the drug. It's the dopamine. It makes her feel like, you know what, I have to have this man. I have to be with him. And again, you know, we talked a little bit about that last week with Sex Life a little bit. We talked about the woman that had the drug of that bad boy, and she could not stop. She has to have him in her life, and she cannot live life without having him, because the beautiful thing about us men, when you become sexually confident, that every conversation you have, not only will it lead to sex, but it leads to things to make women see that I have to have you. And women are going to want to marry you. I forgot. That's another bad news. They're going to want relationships with you. They're going to want to marry you. And definitely they're going to want to have kids by you. So please wrap up if you're going to go down this thing. But, you know, we're going to talk about that. And got any questions, put a Q in there and all that other stuff. But we're going to talk about a little bit about how this works and what happens in all of this, because what people don't understand, what we do, is that being sexually confident means that no matter what the woman is or whatever she's at, I can touch her. I can reach her from the comfort of my own home without touching her. And that means for all you guys that, you know what, you guys say, well, damn, man, she's in another state. She's three states over, or four states over. She's in another city or anything like that. Gentlemen, what I'm telling you is when you get this shit locked down, they will fly and come see you. They want to see you and spend time with you. But what is the experience that you begin to give the woman? What is it all about? How do we begin to cultivate or begin to start developing that role? Remember, it's a development, gentlemen. This is not a overnight thing, because you've got to be a master at kissing. Because people think kissing is just kissing, and that's not it. All my guys that got kissing 101, you know what I'm talking about. Eating pussy is not just eating pussy. And all my pussying guys, you know what I'm talking about. Fucking is just not fucking. And all my guys that got the fucking 101, you know what I'm talking about. All my flirt to fuck guys, you know what I'm talking about. All my master the bedroom guys, you know what I'm talking about. Even setting up your crib, everything, every little minute detail that you do shows the woman why she should be with you. And most guys have this feeling like they can't have that. But what I'm saying to you guys, you can have this, because this is a skill that you can develop. But I always tell you, in order for you to develop it, and I've always pushed this, nobody else talks about sound checking your house, and nobody talks about doing the rehearsals that you have to do. Nobody, you should always know wherever you go, you should always write down, if I had a woman right now, what would I do? Why would I do it? How would I do it? And when you were able to know these are things that you also got to write down, because if you can't talk, text, or say these things over the phone, see, the thing about women is that they don't want a guy that just wants to fuck them or take them home. And I always try to tell all you young men that are listening to me, and this is very important, all you young men listen to me. Please understand this. Understand this. Women are freaky. I'm going to tell you right now, women have a very freaky, nasty, dirty side to them. But she needs to feel that she is not judged for being that way. And unfortunately, we're in a time where we are always judging women on what they do and how they are. And the thing about a sexually safe man, we don't judge the woman. Matter of fact, we take what she has or what she knows and we up it. We up the ante of the drug that we give the woman that makes her want to do things more with us, where you don't even have to ask her to, like, there are guys that have first dates. I'll give you an example. There are first times you go out with a woman, and when you know the sex game, like I'm trying to show you, is that you don't break her when you see her the first time. She's broken through the text messages and the conversations that you have, because we're not asking her about her day, and we're not asking her what she does for a living, and we're not asking her what she's looking for, and those things. We're not asking her those things. We don't give a fuck about that shit. What we're doing is we are saying that I know how to take and listen and pay attention and create a sexual atmosphere. Listen to what I'm saying. Create a sexual atmosphere. And the only way you can create that sexual atmosphere, like I've always been telling you, I've been telling you this shit for decades now, is the positioning that you have to do. You can always create the atmosphere. But in order for you to create the atmosphere, you got to say to yourself, okay, what can I do to get her to buy into me? See, we're too busy trying to beg the woman to accept us. I don't want her to accept me. I don't want her to accept me. I want her to be infatuated with me. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be in love with me. I don't want her to be interested in me. I don't want her to have any fucking affection. I don't want none of that shit. I don't want that shit. I want the good shit. I want her to be hooked on me. And the only way she's going to be hooked on you is by the way you make her feel. And what we don't do, or what we don't teach you young men today, is we don't teach you young men how to get her to want to fuck you. Getting her to want to fuck you is the easiest thing. And tomorrow's show, we'll be talking about that on the 4th of July. But getting them to want to fuck you is the easiest thing to do. Now, I've got to warn all you young men out there, it's scary. It's scary. And the reason why I tell y'all it's scary is because I can't tell you how many emails I've got this weekend from guys who didn't believe about the 4th of July's and shit, the parties that we talked about. They went and they got around aggressive women and they got nervous. They got a lot. See, people don't understand, you know, a lot of you guys say you want porn sex or you want one night stands, but a lot of you guys are not used to aggressive women that are really aggressive, that really want to fuck or really push the pendulum of sex, because it's not something that a lot of guys are used to. But when you get it, it's a scary thing. So, you know, and it's not to shame you or anything like that, but that a lot of these guys got nervous over the aggressive women. Let me check the phone lines real quick. You want to call in? Area code 404. What's your question, man? What's up?
Yo, what's going on, dude?
What's your question, man?
My question is, how does erotic poetry actually play into this? Because I know you are big on teaching us about writing our poetry. And lately I've been just watching different people with their erotic poetries and trying to find certain, like, clubs that I can just attend to try to, you know what I'm saying, expand on my erotic poetry mouthpiece. And another question is, I feel like your poetry is pretty good itself, so I just want to know, have you ever thought about going into doing, like, a little stand-up poetry?
I used to do that all the time, and it was easy. Mm-hmm. It was I used to do a few things, and I tell guys, like, in August, I'll teach y'all more about that. Don't forget, August, we have our discounts, a birthday package discounts. But I always would do two things around college time, around August. One thing I tell you guys about doing is going to the art district and finding out how you can do nude sculpting, a nude painting. That's very important. Because, guys, if y'all really want to get pussy, I'm showing y'all how to get it. You can't be ashamed of your body. So that's one thing. But the next thing is that, especially now that COVID's lifting up, is that the poetry clubs are like sexual clubs for women, mental, sexual. It's like a mini concert. When guys get on stage and they are talking on stage, it's like a preacher at church. Like the women think that the guy on stage is talking to them and stuff. And it's very easy to get sex when you do poetry, because what a woman is seeing is that a man that can talk about it is a man that can be about it. You know what I mean? If you can't talk about the experience that you can give a woman, because a lot of guys feel that it's like it's weak or it's thirsty. Like, why would I go on stage and tell a woman what I want to do? Why wouldn't you? People don't understand that the majority of women out there, especially women that have money, I'm talking about, I've always told you, low five figures, six figure and low seven figure salaries, they either have boring relationships or they go home to wine a book and they watch Lifetime and cry and shit. They are hungry for somebody to just come in there and say, look, I'm not here to fuck your life up. You can have your life, do what you want to do, but when you want to fuck, get with me. When you want some dick, let me know. And these women love these kind of guys because you're just my dick. You know, when I'm having a long day at work, fuck the wine, come over and just fuck me and go home. You know what? But this is how you get paid. I mean, women pay for good service. There are women that will pay guys for the service that they give them, and guys don't even see that shit. You can make money off. I mean, women pay for quality, right? They pay for things that you know, good quality, great service. And when you give quality and service, these kind of women will pay for that shit. I mean, they, oh my God. I can't give my students names, but I, like I said before, I got a few of them that, again, I've always talked about this, that you look up Uber Black, look up Uber Black, and you'll see what I'm talking about, where these women who have lives and these women who have money and these women have high-end jobs, they have a reputation to keep. So if they're going to do any dirt, they're going to do it outside of their state. They're like on the weekend, they're flying to Vegas, or they're going to California, or they're going to Maine or Vermont. They're flying somewhere just to meet up with a guy, just to spend the weekend with him, to fuck him, and then go back home to a regular lifestyle. So it can work for all the guys out there, but you've got to know what sexual confidence is by how you know how to touch a woman. And I don't mean putting your hands on her, touch her. I mean touching. See, okay. Have you been to Freaknik, or have you ever been to a concert before?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a concert? Okay. What do the women do when that slow song come on that they love the most? Ah, shit! Right, they start dancing and all that other stuff. Right. Right. They start doing all that stuff. So when they start doing all that stuff, it's the words. Words have power. Words have power, and if you know how to use the power, you know how to use the words, you win. What is your other question? 515, get you 1 second. But what is your question? But what's your second question, man?
So you saying, okay, words have power, like, so when I write, like, I like, is it, how similar it is writing
it's a poem? It's not about writing it and saying it to the woman. You're not writing it to say it to the woman.
Yes,
you're writing it to create. You're writing it to create an experience with a woman in a, like, for instance, one thing I love to do is I used to love going out. I used to write about it, but I used to love doing this. I used to love taking women out when there was like a 90% chance of rain. There was nothing like taking them out to the middle of nowhere, having a picnic with a chance of rain, man, because women love to get fucked in the rain. I don't know what the fuck it is about rain and her getting wet and you fucking in the rain, but they love that shit. They love that shit. So but it's not about you writing it to say it to them. You're writing it to give yourself an idea of, okay, if I have her in this situation, if I have her in the kitchen, what am I going to do in the kitchen? Where am I going to put her at in the kitchen? How am I going to eat a pussy on the sink? You know what I mean? These are the things that you got to think about.
So, Dean, so like you saying, basically, like, the poetry, you ain't going to spit the poetry to her. Like, you just going to talk to her, but some of the lyrics in the poetry is going to be into the words that you're saying that going to get her, you know what I'm saying, moving on that edge, right?
Okay, all right, here's the catch-22. That's a good thing, okay? Because I have a poetry page and I write poetry, I've got a huge fan club of women that masturbate to that shit. They love the poetry. They get turned on by the poetry. They really love that. They really love how creative I am. And I've already got it, – it's so easy that I can just say, hey, you, let's hook up. And they're like, okay, yes, absolutely. How you doing? Why don't you come see me and all this other stuff? Because – it's like, you got to understand groupies to understand that when you are an artist of any kind, you're going to have groupies following you. Even if you create a poetry page, women love that shit. Women, even if you write poetry, women love that shit. It's sexual mental stimulation. It's the greatest stimulation that you could ever have, because these women get off on the poetry. They get off on that shit. They play with their pussies and all that shit. But I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to get you to write just to find an easy way to get pussy. I want you to write so you can be more expressive with women. So when you're
right, I understand that.
Instead of talking about how your day is going, you've already set it up in your head how things are going to do when you grab her, when you bring her close to her, when you whisper shit in their ear and things like that. That's how you set it up. See, most guys don't do that because most guys don't have never been taught that in order to be that guy, to be the one that she just wants to fuck. You know what I mean? And what I'm saying is this. Look, I've got a life. Look, I've got a business. I you know, everything is good. I have charity organizations, and I give, you know, I'm part of the community and all this other stuff, right? I don't need anybody fucking up my life. I just want to fuck you. That's all I want to do. I just want to fuck you. I just want to spend time with you, but I don't want to fuck up my life. I don't want to fuck up my marriage. I don't want to fuck up my relationship. I don't want to fuck up my life. I just want to spend time with you. Because when I'm with you, you make me feel this way. When I'm with you, I lose time. When I'm with you, I miss being with you. So I give you my body, but I ask that you respect the boundaries that I have. You see what I'm saying? There are boundaries. You got to respect her boundaries. And you can't fall. There's no love in this shit. You ain't going to fall. There ain't no love in this shit. They going to fall in love with you, but there's no love in this game, man. You gotta push that shit aside.
So when you say you have a conversation with a woman, and the four things you make a woman do is think, blush, laugh, and react, right?
Now,
react comes in the part when you make a blush, right?
Well, one of the arts and skills that you've got to have is the skill of listening. You gotta listen to what they're saying, and listen with your eyes, and listen with your ears. Listen with your lips. Listen with your fingertips. Think about it like that. You've got to listen, because everything that they say can be used to your advantage. Because, let me give you an example. See, the guy that wants the woman to come over his house is the same that wants sex. You know, I want to fuck her. I want to come over my house is the same guy that can't read between the lines. See, when you read between the lines, I'll give you an example. All right, let's take a woman. You have two guys. You have me and the average guy, okay? The average guy wants to fuck, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to fuck. Remember, I keep telling you, I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should fuck me. That's my attitude. Because I'm sexually confident. I'm not going to run behind you for something I can get easily. So I'm going to show you why you should be fucking me. Versus the other guy who wants to fuck her. So the other guy that wants to fuck her is the guy that's saying, baby, let's go to my place. Let's fuck. And see, women, let me say this, and this is tightrope here. Check it out. Women have whore and dirty and freaky and nasty tendencies, all right? But you can't make her look like a whore or feel like a whore. And that's the problem with you guys. You can't judge her for the nasty shit she wants to do. But for me, because I listen when she's having a bad day. Let me just give you an example. If she's having a bad day, the average guy is going to be like, okay, well, I'll talk to you later. Hope your day gets better. All right?
Cool. Yeah.
Right. She's having a bad day. I'm saying, you know what, this is what I want you to do, because if I was there, I would be doing this. You see what the difference is? Oh, I can hear that you're having a rough day, so why don't you take your clothes off, make a nice bubble bath, put the candles on, and then when you're in the tub, let me know. We go live on video so I can just watch you relax in a bubble bath. Now, that right there will be the reason why she wants to come over and fuck me, because, okay, let me give you, remember I had a client, okay? I had a client that was about to fuck up. He was with this bad chick, fat ass, stomach, night, flat stomach, big titties, this just thick and sexy ass woman, okay? He wanted to fuck and he wanted to get with her. And then he found out she was on her period. So he was like, Steve, man, fuck that bitch, man. That bitch on her period. I said, whoa, because the average guy, when he hears woman on period, he's like, oh, man, I'm going to stay away. I said, no. This is opportunity. Now, I warned him. I said, listen, you do these things, nothing might not happen today, but she's going to remember what you did
okay.
then. That's going to carry over. That's going to help you. Okay. Now that, now I warned him because I'm wanting to make sure that this is important and things are going to happen. So I made sure I prepared him to let him know that it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. Right. But what happened was, is that when I, what I told him to do, I said, I know she's probably cramping. I know she's having a bad day. All I want you to do is this. You go over there, you sit her on the couch, and you just talk to her. You rub her motherfucking feet, find out she's got a hot pad, and put it on her stomach, whatever. And he's like, dude, do I really got to do it? I said, motherfucker, can you just trust me? Can you just trust Uncle?
That hurts the daddy story. Yeah,
because he did all those things, right? And again, mm-hmm. he was right. He's like, you know what? I'm going home. He did all the things right. And he told her, you know what, well, you have a good night, and I'm going to go ahead and go. And he walked to the door, and as he walked to the door, he opened the door. Yes, she closed the door, turned him around, got on her knees, and sucked his dick for what he did.
Yeah.
And he would never, ever think that he would get that from doing those little things. But see, when you have sexual confidence and you know the sex game, you know women, it's the little things that get them to want to fuck you. It's not the big dinners. It's not the big rings. It's not the big meals and drinks and stuff like that that make women want to fuck. It's the little things that she's not getting from the average guy, because the average guy is not. See, most men think women are like us, that they are all about the body. They're about the physical. Now, I'm not saying all women aren't, but some are about physical, yes. But what they don't understand is the emotional that goes with women. It's the emotions that carry over to make them want to fuck you. But they're not going to have any emotions for you if you make them feel. See, when you say, hey, how you doing? It's me. Hey, let's go back to my place and fuck. What you're saying is that you're a whore and you're easy and I can fuck you. And that's going to turn them off. That's the impression they get when you were trying to bring them to your crib. You see what I'm saying? Let's go to my place. Let's go back to my place. You're giving them the impression that they are a whore. Now, remember, now listen, women have whorish tendencies, but when you make her feel like a whore, she's going to back away because she's saying to herself that you are judging me. You see what I'm saying? You're judging me. See, when you tell a woman, let's go back to your place, when you first meet her, you're saying that, fuck everything you're saying. You're just a whore and a slut. Let's go and fuck right now. And women going to back up. It's like you don't call a stripper a stripper. She knows she's there to dance and all that other shit, but you don't call her a stripper or a whore or a slut or anything like that. Because when you call her those things, she's going to back the fuck off, right? But yeah. When you show her what you bring to the table, sexual emotional investing. They're going to invest.
What you do, yeah.
Right, they're going to invest in the guy that it's how feeling. Remember, emotions are how they feel. And if you make her feel like a slut, she ain't fucking with you. But if you make her feel sexy, that's loosening her up to say, you know what, I can be sexy. And not only can I be sexy, I can be dirty, I can be nasty, I can be kinky, I can be fucking freaky, I can be all these things. I can let my hair down and be all these nasty things, and you're not going to judge me. Yeah, and you know what, here's the connection. When you're with her, and this is why the kissing is so important, because the kissing is going to give her an idea of the experience that you have. And if you're a great kisser, they're going to want to take it back to you. Again, they will lightly, aggressively try to get back to your place without you having to ask. You know what? It's too noisy in here. You know, I got an idea. Why don't we go back to your place? Why don't we go back to my place? And you don't even have to ask because you already know. Or when you're kissing her, she's like, let's get out of here. Or when you're walking her to the car and you're ending the date and you start kissing her, you know what she'll say? You know what? Let's go in the back seat. Or because it's crowded, let's go to a quiet place in the woods. Right. Or let's go back to your place. See, when you don't make it about the pussy, that's when you get the pussy. Because it's at that point she's saying, well, whoa, who is this guy? Because remember, and I talked about this early, remember her insecurities play a huge role in this. Because if you're saying to her, you're beautiful and you're sexy, but you know what? Hey, you know what? It's getting late. Let me go ahead and take you home. And they ain't used to that. I mean, the game, and there's game in this. Check peep game on this. See, I always tell my clients, when you're going out with a woman and everything is going good and everything's going right and you know you can take her home, that's when you cut shit off and take her home. That's when you cut shit off and say, you know what? It's getting late. Let me go and take you home. It fucks them up because they're used to what, caller? Well, baby, you know, come on, girl, let's go back to my place. Come on, come on, come on, girl, you know you. Come on, I mean, come on, come back. You know that's what they're used to, right?
The begging. Yeah.
Yeah, they're used to the begging, but they're not used to someone saying, "Hey, look, good date. I'll holler at you. Like, what's wrong with me? Am I not sexy? Is he not attracted to me?" Does he not like me? Is it me? Is it what I'm wearing? I mean, the insecurities build up, and that's what makes them want to spend more time with you. Because when you take them outside to the car, and you walk into their car, and you start doing if you do a mixture of making out, five play, and kissing 101 with a pinch of dirty talk and a little bit of master the bedroom, it's already a done deal.
Because I need some coaching on that.
What I'm saying, I got to grab 609, got you 1 second. But I'm just saying that point, she wants to, see, they want to experience what it is like to be with you. And this happens before she even sees you. She's already fantasizing about sucking your dick. She's fantasizing about you eating her pussy. This is why the thing that I teach you guys that nobody teaches you guys out there, this is why I tell all you guys that's listening, is once she invites you in mentally, you build your sexual castle in her mind. You build it in her mind. And how do you build it? Voice messages, video messages, to a point where when y'all begin to talk about her masturbating and her getting off, man, y'all motherfuckers fuck up because y'all don't. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. If she's going to masturbate, do you want her masturbating to a porno, or would you want her masturbating to you? Which one would you want?
Me. I want to know.
Right.
The man.
But where a lot of guys go wrong is that they don't even record voice messages to give her stuff to masturbate to when she look, when you're about to play with your pussy, play this. When you're about to play with your pussy tonight, press play and play that.
But you want to tell you the problem is?
Yeah.
The problem is, like, we don't know where to start at with the
But this, no, you, okay, no, it's not that you don't know. I'm going to get you call 609. It's not that you know where to start. The problem is you haven't rehearsed or done sound checks on where to start. Most of you guys out there don't ever, most of you guys, I'm the only one that has ever told you guys how to sound check your whole apartment. Your whole apartment should already be sound checked and rehearsed to a point where, again, what I tell you, you got to do it in the morning time, in the afternoon, and at night. You got to go in your house, open that damn door, and do a sound check of every single room. And you got to lay on your back. I know y'all guys think it sounds crazy, but you got to lay on your back in the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, and the bathroom, and your bedroom. You got to lay on your back. You got to turn the music because you got to sound check the music and make sure the music's right because guess what? She's going to be on her back. That's what I'm saying. You got to sound check you how you open the door and how when you have a woman come over, you should sound check you opening the door. What are you going to do when you open the door? I tell you guys, when you open the door, you should look her up and down. You should be sound checking that. You should sound check when you grab her and twirl her around and you bring her in and give her a hug and you grab her hand and walk her in the door. That's a sound check into a rehearsal. Because when you do that, as you walk her in the door, that's when you push her ass up against the door to close it to give her a kiss. Those are the things. I'm sorry?
And yeah, I don't want to give away all the medicine.
Right, but yeah, but let me go ahead and grab this call real quick. I got a 609 call. Before, if you got another question, let me know, okay, brother?
All right, thank you.
All right, 100. Let me grab this call real quick. 609, what's your question? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, Dean, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about attractiveness and sexy. I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea what the hell sexy is. I thought I did, but I just really don't. And so I'm just hearing you speak with the previous caller, and I'm starting to get a very, very, very basic idea. But if you could just, like, elaborate a little bit on what being sexually just sexy is.
Okay. I'm the only one that's ever talked to you about this, so understand, nobody's ever talked about this before. I've always talked about the dress, the purse, and the shoe, and the makeup, right? What do they all have in common? What is a purse, a dress, a shoe, and makeup have in common? There's a few things they have in common. One thing they have in common, peep game, one thing they have in common is They're really cheap to make. Purses only take, what, $1 to put together, but they upcharge the price of the purse. Shoes are cheap to make. Dresses are cheap to make. And makeup is easy to make, okay? Very easy charges. The thing about the shoes, the purse, the dress, and the makeup, and the weave, and the nails, and all that other shit, the bras, is that they never – do you ever see them taking women out to dinner? You ever see them begging women for shit? No. They just position themselves because what happens with women is when women think about putting those things on, what does it take away? What is the one thing it takes away from a woman that she has her Achilles heel? What is the one thing that the purse, dress, shoe, and makeup do? That what does that take away from a woman? What's that one thing?
By applying it, by using it?
Yes, by putting it on, by wearing a shoe, holding a purse, wearing the dress, or putting the makeup on. What is the one thing it takes away? Her Achilles heel. And I'll tell you, ready? Her insecurity. All that shit takes away her insecurity. That's why she wears that shit. Because she knows when she has it on, it's going to make her feel special, right? Why do you think when you go to a department, any department store in the mall, what is the first thing you walk into other than the perfumes, makeup, shoes, purses, and dresses? Why do you think they have the women's shit when you walk into the department store? All the men's shit is always usually in the back, but all the women's shit is
true.
Right.
That's
up
really
front.
True.
Right. You want to know why? Because they're saying if you wear me, put me on, or coat me on your fucking face, that I can take away your insecurity. Buy me. Purchase me, and I will take... Why do you think women have tons of shoes, right? Tons of dresses. And the reason they have those things, gentlemen, is because it's all positioning. All this stuff that we're talking away is positioning and stuff, gentlemen. And when you are able to position yourself like these things, that's when they want you, because you're not saying, fuck me. You're saying, if you fuck me, this is what you're going to get out of it, versus you making her feel like a slut. Now, and again, it's a weird thing with the sex game with women, because They are just as nasty as we are, gentlemen. I tell all you guys, they're just as nasty and freaky and dirty as we are. Let me bring 609 back. 346. I'll bring you in 1 second. 609. Okay. You listen. You bet. You're there. You're back. Yeah.
I took my headphones off. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. But no, but do you see what I'm saying? See, the thing is that you're going to have different kinds of women, okay? You'll have the women that walk by and see the dress and say, wow, that's a pretty dress. They'll keep walking.
Uh-huh.
You have women that walk by and say, wow, that's a pretty dress. You know what, man? Wow, I'll maybe come back and check it out later. Then you have women that says, wow, it's a pretty dress. I wonder if it has my size. Then you have women that says, wow, it's a pretty dress. Let me see if it has my size. And if they got it, let me stand in front of the mirror and see how it look on me. And then you have the woman that does all those things and go into the fitting room and put that motherfucker on. And why do you think the fitting room has all the mirrors? Because it gives her a chance to what? Take away the insecurity. All these things make them feel what? Sexy, right? And if you make her feel sexy versus making her feel like a whore, that's the key to all this. But making her feel sexy is not buying her a dinner. It's not buying her drinks and all this other shit. It's showing her that if you're with me, I'm going to make you feel, look, lose time. I'm going to make you miss me. I'm going to make you think about me. I'm going to make you feel a certain way without me kissing your ass, but I'm not going to make it about sex. But by the time we get done talking, you're going to make it about sex because you feel
that's
so
the trick.
Strong. Well, it's not the
that's
trick.
The
it's
trick.
How it works. Well, it's not the trick. It's how it works because when you're not judgmental, that shows the woman that she can what? She can start to loosen her hair up. She can start talking about other things because she knows that there's no judgments that come with you. She can be whatever the fuck she wants to be. But here's the beautiful thing. She can be whatever she wants to be. But out at 346, I got you in 1 second, brother. She can be whatever she wants to be. But being with me, I'm going to take whatever she is, and I'm going to elevate that. See, I'm going to heighten what she is. Elevating that. Like, let me give you an example. See, most guys don't even give women samples. I don't understand how y'all guys don't do this shit. Like, when you're talking to women and y'all start to flirt and all this other shit, I don't understand why you don't do the shower thing like I always teach. I'm the only one that teaches the shower game. I'm the only motherfucker in this whole YouTube sector that shows you guys how to give a woman a sample of you without you even being around by how you tell her what to do in the shower. You ask her, does she want to play? Let's play a game. Let's play. And I know there's a few things I want you to do when you take a shower and you do that and you have her do that shit. You change the game up because a lot of women are not used to guys who have discipline. See, in order to be sexual safe, you got to have discipline. Yeah. You got to have patience. See, it's not like she's not going to want to fuck you eventually, but she what throws them off is the lack of thirst that you have. That's the throw off because they're used to so many guys just thirsty and beating around the bush and kissing their ass and all that stuff. And you coming in and saying, you ain't special. Yeah, I'm talking to you about my curiosity, but shit, what else is up with you? What else do you bring to my table? What separates you from all the other women? She's not used to that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with that. The only thing is that, you know, at least for me, like talking with women, I get weird stuff like sometimes like I'm handsome or they'll want to talk to me a bit more or, you know, like it's as if they treat me as if I'm attractive, but I don't really want that.
Hold on, 609. We're talking. Hold your thought. Let me grab 346 real quick. Stay right there, 609. Let me grab this. I'm going to come right back to you. Stay right there, 609. Let me see what 346 wants. 346, sorry for the wait. Did you have a question, big dog?
What did you mean by the women were aggressive on 4th
what do you mean?
Of July?
The reason why women were aggressive on the 4th of July was because this is the first party of the year in which there's no COVID where they can go out and act a fucking fool because they've been closed in their doors. They've been closed for 2 years or a year and a half where they're not been going to clubs or parties. So this was the first event of the year, pool parties, get-togethers, beach parties, that they can act the fuck out and go back to what they were doing because they haven't been fucking sucking. So they're really horny and they're really excited. So the 4th of July was the easiest time of ever that we had with women.
So we missed it.
No, you didn't. They didn't miss. You missed it. I don't know. You might be new, but no, my guys didn't miss it. The ones that called in, we found the parties for you and the swinger event. So that's just, you know, we cover that. So it was covered already. We covered it.
All right. That was just my question.
Okay, brother. We'll throw you back in. You got another question? Let me know, big dog. Thank you for the call. 609, getting back to you real quick. 609.
Hello?
You know what I'm saying? Yes. When they say, okay, listen. So when a woman says that you're handsome, what do you say back to her?
It depends on the moment. Sometimes I'll say something like, thank you, or I don't know. I'm kind of dull right now, but sometimes I'll say something like, thank you. Sometimes I have that effect or something like that.
You know what I would say when a woman, tells me I'm handsome?
Okay. Go for it.
I'm saying send me a photo so I can tell you what a handsome man does. Send me a photo of yourself.
Okay.
Let me tell you how a handsome man responds to a sexy body or a smile. So send that over to me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the difference. You know what I'm
saying?
Gang there. You see what I'm saying? I will always speak what a woman says and use it in my benefit. You call me handsome and all this other stuff. You know what? Send me a photo. Let me see you right now. Let me see what you're doing right now.
That's a good one. Would this be a good response? Like asking, like, are you hitting on me? Would that be a good response?
No. Because that shows a lack of experience. You don't want – never ask – okay, asking that question is like asking a woman, can I kiss you? You don't ever want to ask that question. You don't ever want to ask the question. Because if she's saying that you're handsome – that's, you got to read between the lines. There's interest there because when a woman starts to tell you about how you look, there's interest there.
Yeah.
But this is why I tell you guys when you meet women for the first time to put your bid in, to let them know, look, this is why I'm talking to you because I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. And the reason I say intimacy is because that's what I want. I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now that makes sense. I've heard you say put your bid in, but now that you just said that, you're saying put your bid in the right way.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. Putting your bid in is not trying to pick her up. All I'm doing is saying, this is why I'm talking to you. This is why I approached you. This is what I want to do. And you got every right to say yes, no, or whatever. I don't give a fuck because all I'm going to do is give you the opportunity because I know if you cash in my number, which is my Willy Wonka golden ticket, I know if you cash that shit in, it's a wrap. It's already over. I know as soon as you message me, it's a done data. It's already – this is how cold the game is. It's already over, and she doesn't even realize it's over. Because when we begin to talk, remember, I show all you guys how to talk to women from land, sea, air, and space. See, most of y'all guys, all y'all do is text women, man. No, man. I'm going to do voice messages and videos and go live with it. I'm going to touch her in places she didn't even realize she had when she get done with my ass because I'm going to make sure that every move I make, okay, when I'm saying to you, every move that you make, I got to show you because this is my favorite one. Guys, every move you make, and I'm showing the guys live on the air, but I'll read to you what it says. But at the end of the day, you want women to say, why can I not stop thinking about you this whole week? What did you do to me? That's what I want. In any other way, either that I've been thinking about you all week long or what have you done to me? Because for some reason, out of all the – and this is the beautiful thing about sexual confidence that most guys don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't have to do much work. Listen to what I'm saying. You don't have to do much work. because the 99% of them are going to do all the work for us. We don't do much work. Because what is the average guy doing? What are you doing? How are you doing? What are you up to?
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They're doing all the work for us. They're forcing her to come back to us.
Right, right.
Because of the way we are, because we're not – it's so much like that Sex Life movie, but it's because we approach them like we're the shit. We're the shit.
Yeah.
We're saying that you ain't the shit. Yeah, you look good, but shit, not as good as I look. You got a nice ass, but shit, you don't look as good as me.
I got you.
But you ain't as bad as me. But you know what? You go ahead and cash in. Hey, remember the rule. What's the rule of drugs? The first one's free, right? I get you on the comeback,
oh,
right?
Oh, shoot. That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
What am I giving you free first that most guys ain't giving you? I'm making you smile. I'm making you laugh. I'm making you blush. I'm making you think, and I'm making you react. I'm not being dirty. I'm not being nasty. I'm being very courteous. I'm being laid back. I'm doing the one thing that most guys can't be: clear, concise, transparent, and impactful by how I approach her. But I'm also letting her know I don't want to be your fucking friend. That's why I tell her I want to get to know you more. I don't want to be your fucking friend. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to do all that. Right? Well, guess what?
A lot of girls won't like that.
You say they won't like that?
A lot of girls, like, well, at least my experience has been, like, when you're, like, transparent, at least I've gotten, like, oh, okay, no, thank you, I'm not into that.
But
or
you say transparent, like weird. You mean transparent, like, tell them you want to fuck them?
I just want to get to them in an intimate way. I said also, you want to fuck them.
Okay, when she challenges you to intimate, what do you tell her? What do you mean intimate? What, you just want to fuck me? What do you say?
Okay, so sometimes they don't even let me elaborate. They just leave sometimes, and then the other times I just say, hey, could be we can define that ourselves. I say something along those lines.
But you're like, not rehearsing it enough. You get
I agree.
What I'm saying to you is that no matter where I start you off, if I told you to count to 10, no matter where I started you off, you can always get to 10. If I told you start at 6, you'll say 7, 8, 9, 10. If I told you 4, you'll go 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If I told you 8, you'll say 9, 10. So what I'm saying is it doesn't matter where I start you off, you will always reach 10 like that when you rehearse what you need to say, because there's nothing a woman can say to throw a man off his motherfucking square when he knows the game. So there's nothing a woman can say to me that I cannot combat with an answer right away, because I create this to position myself. But it's not just that, it's not that I want to get to know her. It's how I approach her. It's what I say. It's how I look at her. It's sometimes answering how many women are you seeing, or you're a smooth talker. Oh, you're a player. How many women? I mean, they're going to throw all that shit at your ass. And you have to be able to answer every single question they ask you with ease, as if you've been there before. There's no ahs, ohs, or anything like that. Because I don't even need to approach them. I can just see her carting her ass in the cereal aisle. And I used to do this all the time. It's easy. When they in the cereal, I'll say, you know what? I wouldn't eat that Captain Crunch if I was you, because it will really mess up your throat. Oh, really? Well, you know, I love it. Well, you know what? Hey, I'm a Fruity Pebble guy over here. I'll eat my Fruity Pebble. But you know what? Allow me to introduce myself to you. How you doing, Amy and Steve? What's your name? You see what I'm saying? That's how it rolls in. I don't have to speak to you. I can talk to any woman anytime, anywhere. And even if she has a boyfriend, I'm so intriguing that they will always take the number, because I'm leaving an impression. I'm layering an impression on them. They're saying, wow, I've never had somebody talk to me this way. I never had somebody approach me this way. I never had such a good time with somebody this way. And that's what I want. I want to create an atmosphere that the woman, when she talks to me, that she's like, okay, well, wow. this guy's not like every other guy out there. But, dog, as soon as they call or text or get in touch, it's a motherfucking wrap. Because what throws him off is I'm not talking about what you do for a living and, hey, this is Steve from the grocery store. Hey, when was your last boyfriend and what are you looking for and how are you doing today? I don't say none of that shit. I'm not talking about that shit. I'm not. I'm going to talk about us getting together, man. I'm going to talk about us spending time together. But
It's like you have an opinion, basically.
Well, it's not only that, but they're not used to men that are see, when you have sexual confidence, it comes with a higher okay, bad boys have confidence, right?
Right.
Assholes have sexual confidence. Because an asshole, now see, a bad boy can walk away. An asshole would say, I don't need you, and then walk away. An asshole would tell you ain't special and walk away. An asshole would say, goodbye, I'll call somebody else. An asshole would be like, you know what? Oh, you know what? Okay, as I get done with you, I'm going to call this other chick right in front of you. See if I don't do that shit. That's what an asshole does. A bad boy would do some bad shit. But an asshole, shit. There's something to being an asshole to a woman that knows experience. Because if you know women and you know they're insecure and you know you could be the cause and the cure to the woman, it's already over. It's already a done data. Because I'm the cause of your pain, but I'm also the cure to take it away. I give it and I take it away.
Right, right.
I can bring you up and I can bring your ass back down. I can bring you up again like a roller coaster and bring you back down. Right. And in between that, we'll go through loops and loops and loops, but you will go on an emotional roller coaster because you're not in control. She loses control. But see, the problem, but part of the game of having sexual confidence is what we call quicksand. It's the quicksand that we put them in because they're always going to think they're in control, but technically they're losing control because they're not used to being around somebody that, check this out. I don't even need to be around you to make you laugh or smile or think about me or blush.
Right.
I don't need to be there. You want to know why? Because you've got access to me on your phone to do that when you want to do it. And that's the key to all this. I don't force them to press play. I don't force them to do that. They press play. And every time, you never seen those shows where they have to take that morphine or whatever, like they in an accident and they press that button to when they in pain, they take that, what is it called? Morphine? What is it called? Morphine? In the shows?
I don't know.
I forgot what it is. They press that button, to take the pain away, whatever. What do you think they do when they press that button? Every time they press that button, they're taking a little bit more of me in them. Every time they press that button, they're taking a little bit of me in them without me doing anything at all.
Yeah.
Morphine drip. Yeah, the morphine drip. Thank you, Freelance. So there's a morphine drip. So what I'm doing is I have positioned myself for her to tap into me.
Position her to tap into me. Tap into me. Okay.
And think about this. When she's having a bad day, okay, all right, women want to play shit off and act like you ain't running shit, right? Which is perfectly fine to me. But what happens when she had a bad day and I made her feel good? You don't think she's going to go to that fucking part to make her feel good when she's having a bad day?
Yeah, she'll press play.
Right. The morphine drip, she'll press play. When she wants to smile, I've got one for that. When she wants to laugh, I've got one for that. When she wants to smile, I've got one for that. So what I'm saying is is that I'm giving her access to my drug candy store. She chooses the drug that she wants. I store the drugs in her mind. She picks what she wants to have. She chooses what she wants.
Now, real quick. Sorry, I know you're going in, but now on this analogy of drugs, I'm assuming you also give her doses, right? Because too much will probably make her like.
Well, no, she does her own door. I say I don't give her the doses. She's already dosing up on her own.
Oh,
brother,
she's indulging. Oh,
brother, how many women do you know? Can you understand how dope this is? How many women do you know go around showing other women, oh, my God, listen, he sent me an audio. How many motherfuckers you know send women audios? How many motherfuckers
send
women videos?
Personally, none.
Exactly. So who is reinforcing her to play those audios? Because when she sends it, when he shows her friend, my virus is starting to spread. Because what do you think a friend is saying? I wish my man did that.
Who is that?
What did he do? Hey, what did that guy do that sent you the audio this time? Did he send you any more audio? Yeah, he did. He sent the video. Oh, my God, let's see him. Oh, my, I wish my man did that.
And
I'm not doing anything. My work is already done because I'm working from the inside. I'm not working from the outside. I'm working from the inside. And then on top of that, when she wants to masturbate, what do you think is going to happen when I make her audio of what the fuck I'm going to do to her ass while she's playing with her pussy and listening to me? Oh, man. She's already smoked the crack rock at that point, brother. It's already over.
Yeah.
It's already over. So you think we're not on a date? We're not going out on a date. We're going back to her place or my place.
Yeah,
there ain't
no
date
at that point.
Right, because I have what? Taken away the insecurity. She loses track of time. When she's not feeling sexy, what do you think takes the feeling of not feeling sexy? The audio in the videos.
You solved the problem for her then. Oh.
And then she becomes addicted to how I make her feel. And wait, check it out. That's me not being around. But then when I'm around, I'm upping the ante because then that's why I've got the wine above the bed. That's why I've got the colored lights. That's why I've got the easel in the living room, because now it's the second level positioning to give her an idea of what most guys don't understand. Women fantasize like men do. Women fantasize about dick. They fantasize about fucking guys. They fantasize about so much stuff. They fantasize about having threesomes. I mean, guys are going to be talking more about this in August. They fantasize about power and control. They fantasize about adventure and a variety. They fantasize about motherfucking forbidden sex. And this is the job. See, think about 50 Shades of Grey. This is like an alley-oop to you guys.
Yeah.
Forbidding is saying this. I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't suck his dick. I shouldn't be around him. I know it's wrong, right? What's wrong is so much fucking fun. It's me being naughty. It's me being a bad girl. Spank me. Get all that shit. Women love forbidden because it makes them. It's an adrenaline rush when they do. We should, you know, like, for instance, like we had a movie theater or some shit like that or something. Or we're in the elevator. Let's say we're in the elevator, right? And her and I in the elevator, a bunch of people come in front of us, right?
Yeah.
We shouldn't do it while I take my hand and slide up her pussy and start playing with her pussy. We shouldn't do it, but she's going to let it go because the rush. It's the same rush they have when I tell you when they're on the phone with their mom or their dad on the phone and you eating their pussy and playing with their pussy. The rush of them being bad and trying to be good at the same time. It's a rush. What? It's an adrenaline rush.
Right.
What is going away? The insecurities. Insecurities
Steve,
are gone.
Steve, man, this has been some deep stuff. I mean, I got a better insight of what sexy is. Basically, you're just that dude that can, like, solve that problem. Man,
no,
you know, like, seriously?
No, it's not, right, but it's not about me, brother. It's you. What I'm saying is all you guys can do this.
Right, of course.
Yeah, this is not me. I'm showing – see, they don't want you – women don't want you to know that if you could take away their insecurities, they're going to be bound to your ass. They're going to be bound to you like the makeup, the purse, the dress, and the shoes. They will be always yours when you take away the insecurities. See, you don't make them feel like a whore. You bring the whore out in them because they know being with you is going – they get to role play. They get to be whatever the fuck they want to be. All this time they're masturbating and all that freaky nasty stuff. They really they get to find somebody that finally is not going to judge me for being nasty and dirty, and all that shit you see in porn.
Yeah.
Every woman is capable of doing all that shit you see in porn. You just take a certain guy. Everything you see.
In
porn.
I believe that.
Oh yeah. Because you notice the women look beautiful. They're beautiful, beautiful bodies, right? Doing the nastiest shit. You know why? Because somebody unlocked that goddamn door and didn't judge being dirty and nasty.
No, yeah. In high school, I had a chick who asked me if I wanted to do candle wax. I don't know, what the fuck is that?
It's not what the fuck is that. You go get the candle wax, bring your ass over here so I can wax that ass off. And you know what? I'll put candle wax on you and shit. I'll drip that shit while I smash your ass. But that's you have to accept them for the things that they ask to do because they're really embarrassed. But the more you show them that I'm not like the average guy, I'm not here to judge you for who you are. I'm just trying to elevate who you are when you're with me. And all I'm going to do is continue to keep pumping my drug in you. But also, you can't have me. You've been listening to us. Have you seen that show, Sex Life?
Me, no, I haven't.
Make sure you watch it on Netflix. That's your homework assignment. But look at all that shit he put that bitch through. He made that chick do all kind of nasty shit. All kind of nasty shit. And she loved it. Listen, you just want to be the whore and the slut. Let me be the whore. Let me be the slut. Judge me. Yeah, I'm a whore and I'm a slut. But you know what? I'm never going to judge you. You can do whatever you want to do. And I'm just going to be here for you. You know what? How's that sound? You know, you can go out to dinner, whatever you want to go out with. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to be insecure. When you need me, you just pull this dick out the closet and use me any way you want. And they think they won, but in that victory, they lost. Because they're not used to someone saying, I don't need you. Like, I don't care what you do. Go, hey, listen, go. I'm not taking you out, but go out. Matter of fact, I even picked the dress you should wear when you go out, motherfucker. We good. Go out. Have fun. Because you know what?
Yeah.
Because when you're with him, who you think she's going to be thinking about? That's the game.
Remember, you use them
to benefit you. I'm sorry. What's up?
No, I gotta get hit to this shit because that's deep, man. Yeah.
But this is game that they should be, all you guys should know and have, and this is what makes you dangerous. All this shit is going to make you dangerous, man. Because what you're saying is this.
Okay.
I am a service. I am a service that can make you – I'm an emotional roller coaster motherfucking ride. I'm the roller coaster.
Right.
I'm the funnel cake. I'm the goddamn cotton candy. I'm the swings and the boat ride. I am a fucking sexual amusement park that all you got to do is invite me in. My mentor always taught me the rule of the vampire. I want you. I'm not going to beg you to come in, invite me in. I'm not going to look for a side door or side window. I want you to make a when she makes the conscious decision, when she says, I want you in because I trust you, when she right. says, I want you in, that's what it's already over because I'm building from within, because right, I'm building right. a sexual store in her mind that she can access when she wants to smile, when she wants to blush, there's that, when she wants to think, when she wants to get away from it all, when she's turned on. She has full access to me. To me, I'm not doing anything. I'm just setting it all up. Where the average guy, what do you think the average guy is doing? Come on, baby, please. Come on, girl. Why don't you give me a chance and let's go out. Come on, girl. Why don't we? I ain't doing none of that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, proving yourself.
Yeah, man, I'm not doing that shit. And you don't have yeah. to do that shit. But it. But again, you got to understand kissing one. That's why we have kissing one. You got to understand how to kiss women. It's kissing. It's talking. It's texting. It's a combination of those things. It's setting up the atmosphere. We don't do Netflix and chill and shit. When you come over, oh, man, the lights are cool. The music's on. Oh, shit, it's about to go down up in this bitch. And you want to know, hey, and yeah. check it out. You want to know what the best part is when she goes in the bathroom. The bathroom is okay. why she stay the night over. Because some women don't, you know, some women don't feel fresh. You know what I mean? Some women won't fuck because they don't feel fresh. You know what I mean? But okay. you want to know why she don't feel fresh in my place? Because I take my candy ass. I always tell you motherfuckers, I take my cupcake ass. I tell you all the time, go to Walmart. Go to the
yeah,
airport.
Yeah.
And get two of every fucking item that women have. Get two of each. And put all that shit in your basket and dump all that shit in your bathroom. So when she goes over your crib, because that's the first place you want her to go. Because right. that's where they always go to see how fucked up you are. Because guess what? They look at a thing called a medicine cabinet. They will go through all the drawers in your fucking bathroom. And that's what I want her to do. So what do you think is going to happen when she pulls that drawer open and says, wait a second, women shampoo, women conditioner, women makeup, women fucking how many motherfucking women is he fucking this motherfucker? He got loofahs.
Right, yeah, right.
Because that's what experienced motherfuckers do. Okay, if I asked you right now, I'd be like, hey, 609, I want a steak. Right. Where is the best steak in town that you would tell me? Tell me about a place you would send me. Where would I go?
Best steak in town? Oh, shoot. You could go to Longhorn Steakhouse. You could go to...
Why Longhorn Steakhouse? Why would I choose Longhorn? Tell me about Longhorn Steakhouse. Why would I go
Longhorn
there?
Longhorn Steakhouse, they actually have, like, good size of steaks, quality steaks.
How's the service?
The service?
Yes.
It's all right.
That's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't go Longhorn Steakhouse. See, I would find one of those sidebar joints that like the steaks are like $80, $90 steaks. And I would tell you, you need to go there because I would tell you about the atmosphere. I'd tell you about the steaks. I'd tell you about the bread, even the bread on the goddamn table. I'll break all that shit down because everything is what? An experience. It's the experience.
That's true. That's really true. That's true.
Fine. You want to connect the experience to the game, and when you connect the experience, that's what changes everything up.
When is that all game is? The fuck?
It's all – yes.
What the motherfuck? Holy shit.
To women, it all comes down to the experience. The emotional that is attached to the experience is – that's all the game is. That's it.
Yeah.
But how can she get experience from somebody that makes her feel like a whore? Come on, baby. Let's go to
Right.
Hey,
yeah,
how you doing? Hey, you know what? I'm glad I met you on the thing. Well, yeah, it's nice meeting you. I read your profile on this. Yeah, well, you know, I like to take long walks. Well, yeah, that's good. Okay, anyway, let's go back to my house and fuck. What? See that? That's what these guys do. Let's go back to my place and fuck. instead of her. Women are smart enough to play shit off to move to get to your house. They know how to get to your house. They know how to do it. And the when okay. when they feel that they say like this, when they're like this, you know what?
Yeah.
Why isn't he trying to fuck me? What do you think she just released when she asked that question? Why isn't he on me like the average guy? Who do you think she summons? When she questions why I'm not like everybody else, she summons insecurity. It's no different from the regular guy that when he sees a beautiful woman, what does the insecure guy say? He summons the same person that tells him that he's not good enough. You know, you can't get the woman. It happens with guys. It's the same with women. So when she's like, this guy's not on me, he's kind of laid back. Is he not attracted to me? Does he not like me? Is he not interested in me? What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
That's what they start to invoke in themselves because they're not used to a motherfucker that has discipline. That's cooler than the other side of the pillow. You know what I mean? Listen. I'm the only arrogant motherfucker. I be telling you all the time, man. I'm not trying to fuck women. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not trying to fuck you. And they're like, all right, whatever. You trying to fuck. I'm not trying to fuck you. You got it all wrong. I'm not trying to.
Say that straight up.
How fucking arrogant. Think about this, because nobody ever says this. I'm the only YouTuber on YouTube that says this shit. How many motherfuckers you know, Eric, tell a woman, I'm here to show you why you should be fucking me? That's the truth. I'm not here to fuck you.
Yeah.
If you think I'm here because I want to fuck you, you got everything wrong because, yes, your body got my curiosity, but what the fuck are you going to do to get my attention? What are you going to do to get my respect? What are you going to get me to even see that you're even worth my motherfucking time? I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm doing exactly what women do to the average guy. You know what that is? She sits back and she lets you put yourself in a category. Chauffeur, put up her Christmas lights and all that other shit. She just sits back and lets you motherfuckers fall in your category slots. I do the same thing. Look, I'm not trying to fuck you. That you got it wrong. Your body got my curiosity, but I need to see your character. I challenge your character. I know she's got a nice body, but this is why I keep telling you guys is listen to me. This is why you should talk to beautiful women all the time, because you should talk to them so much that she's just an average woman. She's not special. There's nothing special about her. Nothing.
Yo, Steve, yeah. Man, you dropped some gems here tonight, man. I'll tell you this. I've learned right now that, like, the longer you delay learning about women, the worse it gets. So, yo, seriously, I appreciate you. I appreciate all these gems, man.
Just last thing. It's not learning about the woman. It's learning about you. See, when you create what I'm showing you how to create, I'm going to begin to talk about this, you become dangerous to women. Because you become the one thing that they're not used to, and that's the uncontrollable asshole / bad boy. However you want to do it. You are the one they can't control. They can control 98% of these motherfuckers. I say 98 because I take out the gay guys. But they control 98% of these guys. Control 98% of these guys, right?
Yeah.
But what happens when they find someone that they say, you know what, your pussy ain't special. I fuck too many women to run behind you, but I ain't running behind that pussy. I'm not running behind you. You didn't take me to, I ain't taking you out to dinner. You got me fucked up. I'm not doing that.
Right.
You want to go out to dinner with someone, go out to dinner, but you call me and let me know how it is. When you want some dick and some bubble gum, you let me know. You see what I'm saying?
Fresh out of bubblegum, too.
Fresh out of bubblegum. All out of bubblegum. Got nothing but that's, and you know what?
Yeah.
I want to be called an asshole. I want to be called a jerk.
Right.
I was talking to one of my clients, but he got with a girl that told him after they fucked, she's like, I don't want to be with you no more if you don't have a relationship. I love those women. You want to know why? Because those are women I say, look, hey, look, all I do is go to my wax maker and I get a candle and I put that shit in the window. And I'm like, whenever you want to come home, you come home. Right. The candle in the window.
That's hilarious.
It's for you to find your way back home. That's why it's in the window.
Right, right.
So you may get mad at me right now. You might hate my guts, but you're going to come back. You want to know why? Because they're going to force you back. That's the game. What you understand is they can think the grass is greener, and they can go as far as fucking Jupiter or goddamn Neptune or Pluto. Doesn't give a fucking matter. You want to know why? Because she's always going to come back. Because she'll never get what she gets with me, average motherfucker. Yeah, she might date a guy. Yeah, she might marry a guy. But goddamn it, that motherfucking drug of me is always going to stick his fucking head up, brother. All the time.
Yo, Steve. Yo, man, I appreciate your words, man. I'm gonna definitely try to, like, link up with you on your webpage. I know you got your whole services up there, right?
No doubt. Yeah, I'm going to open the lines back up. Yeah, so good. We'll open up the lines up and chop y'all up with y'all guys again. But, yeah, no, I got you, man. I got you. Because what I'm saying is I want you guys to be the experience. Be the experience. We're going to talk about that, okay? I want you to be the experience, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about this, and I'll throw you back in. But thank you for the call, brother. And, guys, y'all want to call back. We'll reset the lines. Thank you, 609. Appreciate the call. Throw you back in. But, guys, y'all want to call back in. We'll reset the lines. But we're chopping it up today. We'll do one more hour. We'll chop it up because we have a show tomorrow to do as well. But what I'm saying to you guys is, guys, think about this. When's the last time, guys, that you have developed yourself to bring out the sexual curiosity out of a woman, okay? Sexual curiosity, which is connected to sexual expectations. Gentlemen, you guys have so many ways to get these women. By, I know it sounds weird when I tell you guys not to make it about the pussy, because you play right in their hands when you make it about the pussy. That's why I always tell you guys, look, yes, you're sexy. Yes, you have a nice body. But how many women are challenged? I show you guys, all you that listen to me, to utilize their fucking thought process against them, because they're not used to being challenged by a man. They're used to just getting their fucking way because they look good. They're used to everybody kissing their motherfucking ass because that's what the average guy does. They just kiss ass. And we're not going to kiss their asses. We're not going to do that, gentlemen. We don't do that. We don't run behind women. What we do is we build and we set up why they should fuck us, but it's also the attitude that comes with all this stuff. See, a lot of you guys don't understand brutal honesty to understand the power of a man, because when you see, gentlemen, here's the thing, and this is how easy it is. I don't want to complicate it for you guys. I got a question. Y'all can put a Q in there. But what I'm saying to you, and you're right. And that's what I'm trying to get them to see, the chessboard, brother. You're absolutely right. I'm trying to get them to see the chessboard, because at the end of the day, the moment she realizes that you do not have experience is when you already lost. And see, the thing about a man that has experience is that he doesn't have to rush sex with a woman, because he can position himself to have the woman want to fuck him, fantasize about him, miss talking to him, miss texting him. I mean, just the thought of texting somebody, it is great. And you're right. And I agree with you. Yes. And that's why I'm talking to you guys, because most of you guys are playing right into their hands and you don't even realize it, because you were basing everything about how sexy she is versus forcing her to be sexy. Ooh, wait. I'm going to say that again. I don't think y'all understand. I'll say it again. A lot of you guys out there are trying to force her into that instead of seeing what she is. See, most of you guys out here don't understand this about women. The reason why they love the assholes and the bad boys and the jerks is because they do the one thing I've always told you since the pussy whip, since the 90s, man. It once you take the power out of the pussy, it's over for her. Her power base is the thirst of the average guy that wants to put his dick in something no bigger than the size of a quarter, some women a 50-cent piece, however you want to look at it. But her power base is you sliding your dick in a hole. That's her power. All of her power is right there. And she uses makeup, tight clothes, and push-up bras to enhance the want of you putting your dick in something, a hole. But what happens, see, when you take the power out, because see, that's what the experienced guy does. He takes the power. I'm going to reset the lines, guys. Give me a second. I'm going to reset the lines. We'll open the lines up for you guys.